Daily Dose of Dominican Preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn, who works alongside women and children struggling with homelessness in Dubuque, Iowa. Sister Kathy's message is entitled, In Good Company.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. For God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy is God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants evermore. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the gospel, the good news of our God. I love the story of the visitation. And the story as told really has a cast of two characters, if we don't include God and the Holy Spirit, and those are Mary and Elizabeth. I love the image of Mary and Elizabeth greeting each other with laughter and joy and probably relief. After all, they were both in the midst of unlikely pregnancies. But what I'm thinking about today is not the bond of joy and relief that Mary and Elizabeth felt at seeing one another. Rather, I'm wondering about Mary's journey. Luke says Mary went with haste from Nazareth to a Judean town in hill country. It's widely accepted that this town was probably Hebron, which is about 100 miles from Nazareth. But even in haste, if Mary was on foot, it would have taken her a week or two to get to Elizabeth's house. If she was on a donkey, she could probably knock off a couple of days or more. Still, the trip was long, it was hilly, and it was likely hot. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't imagine Mary making this journey alone. So, who was with her? Women? Men? Both? Where did they stay at night? Did they camp? Or were there people along the way who opened their homes to travelers like Mary, just as hosts on the Camino in Spain and Portugal opened their homes to those making that pilgrimage? So, just who was with Mary? One of my dear and wise sisters believes that Joseph could have been with her. He was a good and faithful husband, after all. He probably was concerned about her safety. Well, whoever was with Mary, they must have been people who were trustworthy, people who understood Mary's sense of urgency to get to her cousin Elizabeth, people who sensed Mary's deep spirituality and connection with God. These must have been people willing to take any risk that the journey presented. Today, reading again the account of the visitation, but in the context of the journey, through the lens of Mary and those faithful who accompanied her, I am reminded of the similar journeys we each are making. Journeys toward deeper union with ourselves and with our God. I am reminded of our need for each other, for support and encouragement, for sharing our homes, our resources, for sharing both the hills and the valleys of life, both the weariness of the road and the hope that leads us on. Our beloved sister, Kay Ash, sister to all, wrote about the search and the journey to truth, to wholeness, to holiness. The search for self, for wisdom, for love, for truth, for justice, for God, is strenuous and unending. We need good companions in order to persevere in it. In good company, in a community of conviction, the quest never loses its relevance, its urgency, or its savor. May we enter into the journey to which God calls each of us. May we companion others with the boldness and faith of Mary, and may God provide us with good companions along the way. Thank you.